Joe, one of the main issues being debated is how to fund the independent National Electoral Commission. Some people support direct funding, making it truly independent from the federal government. Others are saying an important agency like that should not be without adequate supervision in terms of disbursement of funds. So it's either President Goodluck Jonathan will supervise the agency, or there will be an independent body that will source its funds to enable it to carry out next year's election. Another key issue being debated is what happens to any elected official who defects from his party. If he has a position as a minister or a commissioner and he decides to leave the party under which he was elected, should he or she continue to hold on to that office or relinquish the office and go for fresh election? Those are some of the thorny issues that are currently being discussed.
Jinadu, do you have any indication of what has been approved so far?
What has been approved so far, Joe, is that the elections will hold next year. That is not in question. Also, the Independent Electoral Commission would have to use electronic voting and also electronic voters register to make sure everyone who votes has been cleared to vote. Also, anyone found guilty by any administrative panel of the federal government will not be allowed to contest elections. That is some of the issues that have been approved.
Jinadu, the Electoral Commission is always a source of controversy in Nigeria, and lawmakers and others are debating what to do about it. Has there been any outside input from various pro-democracy groups, for example?
There has been some input, but the pro-democracy groups are worried that the government may not take them seriously. They are asking for anyone who has been indicted by any government panel should not be eligible for election, but the new amendment did not specify that. They are saying certain categories of officials can still contest elections, even if they have some issues to deal with the government. And they are also saying the government has not been firm enough on electoral fraud, that anyone convicted of electoral fraud should be sent to jail for several years. The government has not incorporated, the government has not added or included these demands by the pro-democracy groups into the final document so far.
Jinadu, the lawmakers and others have set a July 2nd deadline to complete the constitutional business. From the people you spoke with, how realistic a deadline is that?
Not very realistic, Joe. It's in sense to what they call state assemblies. The state assemblies will look at it, will vote on it, will agree on it before it is sent back to the National Assembly for a final vote. A lot of people think it's a tall order to expect 36 state assemblies to finish this work by July 2nd, but they're willing to try. At least that's what the Senate President, David Marks, said, that everyone is willing to try to ensure that this date is met.
But what's so important about July 2nd?
It's important because the more you delay, it impacts preparations for next year's election. By July or August, all the parties will be having their conventions to pick their representatives and candidates. Electoral laws are part of the new amendment. If there are no laws, then there can't be any election. And it means that next year's elections may not hold if some of these amendments are not passed into law.
So we have less than a month then to see what Nigerian lawmakers and officials can do to ensure that there are free and fair elections next year.
That's correct, Joe. That's correct. That is the aim of all this exercise.